listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor of the U Bible Study, and today joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. We are continuing our study, Irrefutable Prophecies That Take Us to Christ. And so this session four is about the King who reigns forever. Now, once Christmas has passed, many people pack up the decorations and don't give Jesus much thought until next Christmas. They leave Jesus in the manger. But the events tied to his nativity are only part of the story. We had a great Christmas. We loved the imagery of the small Christ child, but we must remember that Jesus really did grow up into adulthood. He lived a perfect life, and he died on our behalf. He is the King who reigns as Lord over all creation forever. That's what we're going to look at today, the prophecy about Jesus as King. And the scripture passage for today is from Isaiah 9, verses 7. That is verses 6 through 7, and then Luke 1, verses 26 through 33.
All right, so our point for today is Jesus rules his kingdom now and forever. And so how do we know this? Prophecy declares it. So let me read this first section in Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion of will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. The zeal of the Lord of armies will accomplish this. All right. So very good, very good. And so we get to see this first point. The prophecies declare it. What is it declaring? Look at, you can see this in your book, the government will be on his shoulders. He will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. Yes, he didn't just come to be born and even just to live in this world for 33 years. He came to rule and to reign his kingdom forever. And so we get this wonderful declaration from, again, from this Old Testament prophet, Isaiah. What are you thinking on this, Christina?
Yes, and Isaiah is talking about Jesus coming as a child. For a child will be born for us. You know, when you think about it, there's nothing more weak or helpless or dependent than a child. You know, theoretically, the Messiah could have come as a fully grown man, created as an adult, just like Adam. But for Jesus to really fulfill what all that Isaiah is talking about here, he needed to identify with humanity. And so his life had to begin as a child. And you know, that is indicated too in Philippians 2 and 7, where it says, God made him of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. So we know that his life was that of a servant, and that was the God in him. God made him no reputation.
All right, so we get this great prophecy, and the prophecy ends saying, you don't have to worry about how this is going to happen. It says, the zeal of the Lord of the armies will accomplish this. All right, so let's now look at this second section, because he is uniquely designed for it. Here in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel told her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Listen now. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." And so he is uniquely designed for this task. Why is he uniquely designed? Because he, remember, is here declared by the angels. He is born of a virgin. And so his whole origin and birth was absolutely miraculous. And so what are you thinking, Christina?
Yes, and you know, Mark, we are looking at the events that took place before Jesus was born, you know, when the angel had gone to Mary. And of course, this was a great surprise for her. And we see here that the angel said three things to her. He said that she was highly favored, that the Lord was with her, and that she was blessed. And when I think about that in the scripture passage here, those are actually all descriptors of believers who follow Christ. You know, we're highly favored, the Lord is with us, and we are blessed. So this should be very encouraging for all of us and help us to understand that this is for us. This is a part of this story that we can definitely apply to ourselves.
All right. And so this last section says destiny demands it. Destiny demands it. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. All right, so this is great. This is great. And so destiny demands it. And so I've noticed a couple of things looking at these verses. So his destiny demands it because he is the Son of the Most High. He is the Son of Almighty God. And it says he will get the throne of his father, David. And so David, one of Israel's mighty kings, is mentioned here. And so back to one of the mighty kings, he gets this connection, and he will reign over the house of Jacob. So David was a king, but Jacob was one of the earliest patriarchs of the faith. And so he is connected from time and to time again in antiquity. And so if he can be connected back far back, this far, so he's connected through all these centuries backwards, almost Jacob, remember, is almost the beginning of the faith, and then projected forward. It says his kingdom will have no end. So, and that's because he is, what do we tell him? Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. All of these is who he is. And so he certainly will reign forever. His destiny demands it. What are you thinking, Christina?
You know, and you just described the greatness of Jesus. And that's what the angel said. That's what he prophesied here, that Jesus will be great. He will be great. You know, I remember listening to a sermon by my pastor a couple of Sundays ago. And he said, you know, that's one word that he is very slow to give to other people, that word great, because he believes that it belongs only to Jesus. And so there's no one on earth that deserves that description. No one has influenced history more than Jesus. You know, we have some earthly rulers who are great, but he is the greatest. We have teachers who may be great in what they do, but he is greatest. We have preachers who may preach great, but he is the greatest. So he's great in all that he's done. He's great as our Savior. And he has taken over my life. And I just praise God for his greatness and his greatness that has been demonstrated on my behalf.
All right. So the idea of destiny is something you can't change. So others may try to usurp his authority and others may try to diminish him, but he has a destiny that demands this. Demands what? That he will reign over his kingdom now and forever. So what a powerful and comforting message this is, because lots of times we think things are getting out of control in our lives and around us. And so this lets us know God has ultimate authority. God rules and reigns. And so we know he has everything under control. The old saints would say that the devil rules, but God super rules. And so they recognize that the devil has his way sometime in our society. But when they said God super rules, said that everything the devil does is still subject to the authority and power of Almighty God. The devil can't do anything unless God allows it to happen, because God super rules even over the powers and wiles of the devil. His destiny demands it. This is a great lesson and a great reminder. A great reminder as we come out of one year and get ready to embark on a new year, that whether in the old year and all the things that happened there, or in the new year ahead of us and all that will happen, he is the King who reigns forever. That's exciting. So if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Christina is going to give us a powerful teaching tip. But I want to remind everybody, get your copy of the You Bible Study Curriculum. You can get your own copy at lifeway.com/you. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is designed for us and by us. Cultural sensitivity. It's a cultural forward piece. It is available in paper and digital formats. It has a leader's pack, both in paper and digital formats. And it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. And so get your copy right now. Come on, Christina, and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is stay connected or get connected. You know, every session should be evangelistic. And this is where learners are inviting others to attend the session with them. But this time of year, the first of the year, as Mark was saying, this is an especially great time to invite people because people are making those New Year's resolutions and they're wanting to get the year started out on the right foot. So, you know, it's a good time to invite those who don't participate in the Bible study. Also, it's a good time to reconnect with members who've not attended in a while. Encourage the members of your group to invite someone and check on others as well. This is a great way to grow your class and to teach what it means to live in Christian community.
All right, this is great. This is great. And so, friend, we pray that you have a powerful time as you gather to study your lesson this week. And join us again for another You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.